Good morning, 7:04. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. The faculty strike at UIS is continuing. It's unclear when it might end. Dathan Powell's an associate professor and the United Faculty president.
We are quite far apart on the salary negotiations right now. They have made some very, very tiny moves that unfortunately feel like insults because we know what raises they received and they have not yet offered that to their faculty.
UIS has offered a 1% increase in salary. The union wants more, saying with inflation, 1% is like taking a pay cut. The university says budget concerns limit how much can be offered. Another bargaining session is set for today. Students are being told to report to class unless they're informed otherwise. Some faculty members covered under different contract are still working. Springfield police have made arrests in the theft of several firearms from a business. An alarm sent officers to Shields Sporting Goods on Sunday night. And while the suspects had fled by the time police arrived, a person matching a description was found a short time later. Police say a 20-year-old Romero Allen was taken into custody. Three male juveniles were arrested Monday in connection with the case, and 35-year-old Avery Sanders was also apprehended. All face various charges. Police say all of the guns taken were recovered along with stolen merchandise, drugs, and about $12,000 in cash. The U.S. Supreme Court won't take up a challenge to Illinois' law banning loaded guns on public transit. Three concealed carry permit holders filed a lawsuit seeking to overturn the act. They claimed it violates their Second Amendment rights, but the state said it's in line with other gun restrictions in places like schools and courthouses. The Supreme Court justices agreed. Some experts are wondering if the decision could be a signal of how the court views laws like Illinois' assault weapons ban. Justices have yet to weigh in if they'll hear a challenge to that law. Illinois Republicans are hoping to combat rising gas prices by pausing a state sales tax on fuel. Since 2019, Illinois has seen an increasing tax on motor fuel. The gas tax currently sets at around 50 cents per gallon of regular gasoline. A bill proposed would put a six-month pause in the sales tax that comes on top of that, and the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Ryan Spain of Peoria, weighs in.
Pausing that sales tax on gasoline would immediately reduce the price of gas at current levels by 20 cents.
Gas prices across the country have risen during the war in Iran. Spain says he hopes gas prices drop significantly, but that even if they do, Illinois families still need, quote, additional relief. The House Energy and Environment Committee has passed a bill to allow composting of human remains as a burial option. It would grant cemeteries, crematories, and other funeral service providers permission to operate facilities and equipment to compost human remains. It also establishes rules around the practice. For today, we are expecting mostly sunny skies. We'll see a high around 80 degrees. Tonight, a chance for some thunderstorms, low of 57. It's 62 degrees currently.